Fred Thomas, Senior Vice President of Strategic Initiatives at the Right Place. Been with the organization now for over 9 years. We're the leading economic development organization regional. We represent 8 counties, not in Wolverton, to say 7 minutes. But what I will discuss with you is how West Michigan's tech landscape has evolved over the last year and what's ahead. So back in 2022, the Right Place, along with 250 business, community, education, put this guy together and decided that we needed to build tech strategy for our region. Our goal is we want to become the leading tech hub in the Midwest. We want to do that over a 10-year period. And what came with that was a lot of input and ultimately a lot of ownership on these companies, these organizations, these leaders. For the Right Place, we're simply Ben Johnson of Alliance. We're the offensive coordinators, right? So we're helping coordinate everyone, put everyone in a position to succeed. But the organizations are out there doing the day-to-day. They're driving this work. And so as we built out our tech strategy, we decided collectively that there's really 3 buckets in order for us to be leading tech hub: talent, ecosystem, and growth. All right. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the progress that we've made with talent in particular. This has been led by education makers. Higher education in particular really took the lead. We've had a lot of progress since we launched the strategic tech strategy. Some of the initiatives, the Grand Valley State University, Talent Link, they partnered with some of the great companies here in our region. Really about linking with students, with those companies. Grand Valley State announced they're going to separate the College of Engineering and the College of Computing. And so they announced that Maureen Cosentini is going to be named the first dean. That's effective July 6th. So Grand Valley State is really beginning to step up in this space. They've also launched or announced Blue Dot, which is going to be a new space for their students, for companies to work together to spur innovation. They received some state dollars for this already. So we see a lot of activity with Grand Valley State. Ferris State University, they opened their Center for Virtual Learning. This was back in 2023. Davenport University, they're known for their cybersecurity program. They continue to grow that. WinCat has a cybersecurity training program. Grand Rapids Community College, they were named as Intel College for AI, one of 15 in the nation. Again, we're making our mark. We're seeing a lot of progress that is happening here with our higher ed. In the K-12 space, STEM Greenhouse, they've trained over 300 middle and high school students, helping them with STEM math, focused on Grand Rapids Public Schools. We've seen the Kent County, West Michigan Tech Talent, they've had a My Code experience. We had over 2,100 students participate in 1 day of coding. 77 classrooms across West Michigan. The Right Place that's partnered with Hello West Michigan, our Right Place in Hello West Michigan, partnered with MEDC, and they had a panel and representation at Midwest House South by Southwest. But we've also partnered on a tech candidate. So what they've done is they sent out a marketing campaign for tech talent. We need to bring more tech talent here. Our overarching goal over the next 10 years is we want to have 20,000 more people employed in tech. And that cuts across all areas, all industries. All right, so in the ecosystem, we're seeing, we're having collaborative momentum. We have founder meetups. We're seeing cross-council work within the Right Place, Manufacturers Council, Tech Council. We're looking at growing our incubator space. So the EDA Regional Tech Innovation, we created a strategy hoping to get some dollars from the EBA. The bridge right here, Business Accelerator, is happening. We're seeing more and more interest, more and more companies in this space. The support of entrepreneurs, we have the Mitten Project. So Amazon, AWS, has partnered with Grand Valley State, trying to get more money collectively within our region to support that entrepreneurship for tech. We're connecting with established with early stage companies more so than ever before. So we're beginning to get that momentum. All right. So growth, business growth. We're connecting our businesses, our enterprise companies with our local tech companies. We're seeing a lot of growth within this area. We have a regional business capability development, so AI education, collaboration. We're seeing a lot of meetups, a lot of meetings in this space. The tech business matrix, we have a list of all of our tech companies here in this region and what they're capable of. So when our companies, our enterprise companies are looking for services, they know where to go to find that local company. We don't want them going to Austin. We don't want them going to Silicon Valley to get that support. We want them here. We have a great industry here. We're trying to attract and grow existing tech. So we're beginning to go to trade shows, regional tech. We launched a regional tech report. We were doing industry 4.0 assessments from a market tech hub. We're doing Silicon Valley scouting. We had Tech Week 2023. Over 13,000 people in 40, open over 40 events happened here in Grand Rapids. We're going to do better this year, right, Alyssa? Yeah, we're going to get over 15,000 people. So we're seeing a lot of energy in this space. So today, as I mentioned, our goal was 20,000 jobs. So in about 2 years, we're almost at 2,000. So we're already beginning to see this momentum. I think that's just fantastic. These are some of the companies that have grown here or located here in Grand Rapids since 2022. Ticker, Halo, CampSpot, TwistThink, Welcome, right? So we're beginning to see all of this activity and momentum that is happening here in Greater Grand Rapids. So that's a brief update on our tech strategy.